Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Hip Hop audio review, Primo Rice, the saga continues. Man, look, I've been screaming Primo for a minute. I told y'all motherfuckers we was going to come back with another Primo review. The saga continues, Ken. 2016, the way I was introduced to this, I just told Google to play Primo Rice. There was a couple of tracks that hit, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? So one right off the bat was Nigga with the Crown. It was one of those random songs that played, and I say, yo, this is so fucking dope. What is this? Primo got this in the arsenal too? So it threw me off. So when I went to go search what project it's on, I started playing a couple of these joints, like Mac Talk. I remember I sent that single to you and Nick. Man, bro, like, it's just, he has so, like, this is one of my favorite projects of his. 2016 was a really good year for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's, man, I just put my head down, like, when I heard On Fire, and when he just started singing, that little melody, man, I'm like, this dude really on some other shit. Not other shit, like, nobody doing the shit, but it's just, it's a Primo way of doing it, and somehow it just, you could just feel it. And yeah. I can't even explain. I'm like, man, this dude, he just, like I said before, he got it, man.
He do.
Like, I really want to try to, like, I don't know if I feel like with the type of music he makes that he could be a lot of people's cup of tea with the type of stuff he makes, because he can get trappy with it.
Yep.
He can do those little trendy flows and stuff, and stuff like that.
Yep.
You know, so I think people could really, and the beats bang, so I think they could really rock. But yeah, when On Fire hit, I was like, man, this dude, man. I finally felt like you. Like, I need to hear everything.
Yep.
And then Nigga with the Crown came on, Pimp Game proper. I was like, man, that shit came on.
And then Mac Talk, Ken. That the way that shit start is so funky. Oh my, this is bumping the whip music, bruh. This is what you ride down. Look, when the weather's nice and you want a song to bump where you want people to look at you, because you just done got your whip clean, your tires is shiny, your shit glistening, this is what you play.
Yep.
This is what the fuck you play right here.
I had my windows down. I was bumping this shit on the way to the studio, man. And then when Pit Stop came on, I was like, okay, you kind of jazz it up a little bit. And then that was just an interlude to get to Live Forever, which was cool. I mean, I was on such a high from the first four tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I love the switch up, and I do like the track. I don't think I enjoyed the song as much as I enjoyed the other ones. But then Alley Talk came on, man. And that bass and that shit, man, God, man, that shit's crazy. King Joe, I thought, was fucking Wiz Khalifa.
I can see that. I can see that. But yeah, no, this shit, that shit hit. This was another one. This was another random one that hit. And I'm like, yo, what? Like, and then when I saw it was on the same project, like, cause the three off of like the random music that Google played was Nigga with a Crown, Mac Talk, and Alley Talk. And I was like, how is this all on the same fucking project, bro?
Yeah. Which, you know, I understand, because thematically it fits. Mm-hmm. Then the saga continues, the bass bump. But then my shit, man, Kung Fu Mackin'.
Yep.
That's probably my favorite Primo song to date.
That's what's up.
That shit.
It's up there, bro.
Man, that shit is fucking nuts. Right wrist.
Yes.
Fucking. Man, there's a lot of bangers on here, but what I liked on here,
Side nigga was fucking.
Yep. Was Checks and Sets when he started. That was I think that's the one with the Outkast. Outkast. Yep. Where You Move when he flipped that hook.
Yep.
And that's when I was like, man, this nigga, this
yeah,
it's nobody else like Primo.
Nope.
It's nobody else like Primo. So he did that one. He flipped the OJ shit.
Yeah, bro.
That was dope. He even flipped, which one was it? I think it's Keep It Player. Is that the one? Maybe it was Side Nigga. Yep, Side Nigga. Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
He flipped Music Soul Child's. That's a Music Soul Child sample from his first album. So that's like this dude, I don't know who does production or whatever, but he just has an ear. He has an ear for just things that work. He's able to put it together in a way that really, really works, man. And I really strongly believe that if more people heard this man's music, he will blow up, man. Yeah. I believe that.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Yeah. No, I believe it too. Because like you said, I feel like he has all the crossover appeal, right? Like he's not gimmicky. He is what he is. He talks about what he talks about. He does it in a very accessible way. Some of his tracks do sound commercial as hell. Mm-hmm. And some of them sound like this is just made for the South, made for some pimping type shit. You know, you may be offended by certain things that he says, but at the end of the day, he has an amazing catalog. And I'm just scratching the surface. Like I haven't even listened to his most recent stuff. Like I really started like 2016, 2017. Bruh, like Primo got some shit, Ken.
Yeah, it's hard to be that as consistent as he is in terms of like everything he's put out so far that we've reviewed, which are always my first listens that I like. That's really, really hard to do. And Primo, like you say, he talks about what he talks about. He raps about what he raps about. But so for him, the strength really lies in fucking making good songs.
100.
And you have to be able to make good songs. You have to have the perfect beat. You have to make it catchy. He's good at hooks. And you gotta put some flair behind it.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, really good at that. I think that's like his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Because at the good song, all of those other elements is gonna carry, and then Primo can just come in and just do what he do and just seal the deal. Like, but yeah,
you know one thing that Primo does every time I listen to his music, makes me feel good. Like emotionally, it makes me feel good. Like I feel joy. I feel like it gets me in a good mood. Like Primo's music is dope, man. Like it's
best kept secret, man, for real.
He is. All right. Favorite tracks. I got too many, so I'm gonna say goddamn near the whole shit.
For me, I'm gonna go with On Fire. I mean, that's a fire as I ain't mean to say that, but fire as intro. Kung Fu Mackin', Checks and Sex, man, there's so many. Nigga with a Crown, Pimp Game Proper, Matt Talk. I'm gonna stop there. It's a lot.
You keep going.
Yeah, it's
you
a lot.
Hey, look, I'm gonna say them all. Give me Nigga with a Crown. Give me Pimp Game Proper. Give me Mac Talk. Give me Alley Talk. Give me The Saga Continues. Give me Kung Fu Mac and give me Right Wrist. Give me Juice Box. Give me Checks and Sex. Give me Side Nigga. Man, give me Keep It Play and Two Step Song. Give me all that. Like, this is one of Primo's best, or at least up until this point, best pieces of work, man. At least from my journey through Primo's music and stuff like that. But yeah, man, this is super dope. Look, I've been not trying to disrespect other reviews, but I've been screaming Primo, bro. Primo's that nigga, man. But yeah, look, we appreciate you guys. I guarantee you we're gonna do more Primo projects. So just know. That's why I didn't even give y'all no intro. I ain't say none of that. So we appreciate you guys listening to the end. You can support us. Thank you for listening. But you could also support us by sharing this podcast with at least one person. Also, you could share or support monetarily via Cash App, via PayPal. Make sure you hashtag DE365 so that way we know that you are supporting me and Ken through this journey of 2021, one review a day. So that means we'll catch you tomorrow. We out. Peace.